Hey there, it's Liz Garcia again, and welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness at YouTube at trumpetoftruthtv.com and on the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. Now, this episode is part three. We do a three-part video series every week. And this one is our 101 ways to fill in the blank. It's usually 101 ways to happiness, 101 ways to peace, or 101 ways to success. Every week I cover one of those topics. And this week we're taking a look at 101 ways to success, based on Dr. David R. Hawkins' teachings in his Book of Slides lecture series. So I just like to kind of launch off of his ideas and share my own insights and feeling or intuitiveness about 101 ways to success. We're on to 101 ways to success number two, which is, what type of success are you interested in? What are you looking at? What do you aspire to? Is it personal success? Spiritual success, worldly success. Now, I mentioned in the first episode that worldly success calibrates at about 375 on the map of consciousness, which is relatively a super high level of consciousness for any human being at this point in time in history. There's not many people that calibrate above 200 on the map of consciousness. So 375 is certainly a leap. So worldly success is of higher consciousness, depending on how you perceive it, right? You need gas in the tank to have worldly success, that's for sure. So you're going to be a mixed bag of consciousness, and presumably you're following your heart, your heart's desire on your life purpose, how you serve the world, right? You're probably more in tune with that if you're able to accomplish worldly success. I could be wrong. I don't calibrate consciousness, but it's just my feeling when you start to understand the different levels. So worldly success will typically look like money. You know, people know you, you're a speaker, a teacher, a leader in some regard. That would be kind of worldly success. So what does worldly success look like to you though? What matters to you? You do not have to be out leading the world in some talk to have worldly success. It could mean something very different to you. You could have worldly success in just having your parents love and appreciate you or your family. Although that could be a struggle if, if you feel like you have to prove yourself to anybody, there's unworthiness running, but you decide what worldly success is to you. That's one area of success. Personal success, that's a different, you know, what would personally be fulfilling to you? What's meaningful? Like meaningfulness is a high level of consciousness, which I mentioned in this week's topic. The level of the self-view that is meaningful is it's a high level of consciousness to aspire to. So a personal aspiration, could be to have a meaningful life and meaningful to you. Doesn't have to be meaningful to others. It has its meaningfulness to you. And by its nature, it will be meaningful to others. You know, it's just kind of how consciousness seemingly works, is there these different energy fields, different attractor fields. Would you like to align with a meaningful life? Why not bring it in? Let's say, call it in. And if you want to call in a spirit guide, they're meaningful too, because they calibrate pretty high. They start at 450 on the map of consciousness. Call in a spiritual guide to assist you in aligning with a meaningful life. So that could be a personal success goal, is to have a meaningful life, as an example. Or to be winning. And Dr. Hawkins gives examples, which I'll share next week, which you can find. Like one example is George Foreman's book, Knockout Entrepreneur. What was success to him was what? Being well-known, being an excellent boxer, selling that crazy grill and being the loving person that he is, in his commercials and becoming a millionaire again after he lost it all. He had the gas in the tank to regain it, right? He has the capacity to be worldly successful again. So those are kind of spiritual goals. Is it winning? Is it being financially prosperous? Like, what is it to you? And then just kind of check in, like, is it an ego-based success that you want? And I recently watched a video about, is it fame and fortune? And fame and fortune is typically of lower consciousness, just so you know. It's a, because it's the energy of unworthiness running. And when you let go of the energy of unworthiness, the feeling of success comes in of its own. It's kind of its own energy. It's like a blanket. Like you let go of the unworthiness and then this blanket of security and feeling worthy steps in. That could be a goal towards success, simply that, which would be more kind of like a spiritual thing. So he talks about personal, spiritual, and worldly. Now, spiritual success, once you understand levels of consciousness, and this came to me about 10 years ago, maybe, understanding the levels of consciousness. And now I can look at the map and aspire to something spiritually. And when I came into the understanding of the level of consciousness of the concept of Santa Claus, which calibrates at 390 on the map of consciousness, I'm like, hell yeah, it's got everything in it that I would want, right? Santa Claus, first of all, what's not to love about Santa Claus? The concept is 390. Happiness calibrates at 395. I aspire to be happy, be a level of consciousness that is like my whole body smiling. That's my intention. Wisdom calibrates at 385. And worldly success is 375. You got it all right there in Santa Claus. So 101 ways to success. You can look at the map of consciousness and decide where do you want to be. Now, I'm looking higher now because I've experienced unconditional love and inner joy, and it's huge. It's a huge experience. And I always like to say, when you get to that level, you are not in Kansas anymore. So I had to step into courage on that, though. And I feel like I'm willing to step into courage on the experience of unconditional love and inner joy. I'm willing to step into the courage of experiencing that and embodying it. I was not ready to embody that when I did. When I had my quantum spiritual awakening, I was not ready for that, let me tell you. So I'm in a much better foundational place. I've built the foundation to be in a place to experience that and have it a part of my life. So that's it for this week's 101 Ways to Success, number 2, from the book of slides. I'll show it again, from the teachings of Dr. David R. Hawkins. And this is where I get all his 101 Ways to Happiness, Peace, and Success. And there's lots of other good fodder for podcasts and videocasts in here. And that's what I'll be using to kind of fuel my own creativity and insights into the whole topic of consciousness. I hope you find these videocasts and podcasts helpful. If so, please share it in social media. Comment below, ask questions. If you want me to cover any other topics, I'm happy to do it. And subscribe to the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthradio.com or the podcast at Trumpet of Truth. Sorry. The reverse. TrumpetOfTruthRadio.com is the podcast. YouTube channel is TrumpetOfTruthTV.com. I'll see you next week. And remember, gang, love is the truth at 500 on the map of consciousness. Just because you're not aware of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It truly does. See you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness,
A Proven Energy Scale for Realizing Your Ultimate Potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and With Where We Are Now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast. Or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.